Welcome everyone, this is Tympanogos Hypnotherapy Podcast with your host Jolie Simons. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, all with family or by yourselves or with friends. Celebrating Thanksgiving is a good time, and hopefully remember that being grateful is not just once a year, it's every day. The body, the emotions, the energy around feels much better when we are grateful. Anyway, today I would like to talk about hypnotherapy. There's so many things to talk about it. If people use more hypnotherapy, life will be much better. And we use hypnotherapy daily. Everything that we do pretty much is kind of bring us in a state of trance. Many times when we watch the news, when we watch or we listen or whatever we do, and repetition also really is a tool that should be used more often into the medical healthcare system, and it's not being used, but realistically is something that it really affects the physical body, the mental body. Why? If you look at my other episodes, I explain step by step what is hypnotherapy. And hypnotherapy has nothing to do with something very strange or something weird or something that people should not be doing. This is something that scientifically is being studied and is being observed. And now it's being used in many, many places that are important, because they realize how important and how clever is to enter in the subconscious mind and help people. Because in the process of hypnosis, in a therapeutic way that's called hypnotherapy, people can be more focused, more relaxed, and concentrated. The body is the brain focused in a way that the brain can send the messages wherever they are needed. The brain affects how people process information, and we observe it in everyone. Now, hypnotherapy is very effective in children. And we know that because children are highly hypnotizable compared with the adults. 10 to 15% of adults can be very, very high hypnotizable. So in my practice, what I do is I teach people how to realize how to use imagination. When we are adults, we lost that ability. We know, and through observations, the imaginative involvement may contribute to create a better state of relaxation. Guided imagery is the foundation for hypnotherapy. So a lot of people, they learn in different ways. Some people are more auditorial. They learn better by listening. Other people are visual. Other people are learning by touch. Everybody has a different way of learning. But really, hypnotherapy is kind of like a storytelling. So if you have the ability to tell yourself a story or listen and imagine and visualize, this technique, this ability can help the brain to change the habits you need to remove out of your body. If you smoke or you drink or you have anxiety or whatever it is, just the brain can create this ability to imagine and send messages to the brain, so the brain can send it to every part of your body and the symptoms you have, especially pain. You know, pain is something that the body is concentrating in that pain, in that center, in that place where you have the pain. But then using hypnotherapy, using this highly concentrated imagery and taking the brain out of the pain to move it someplace is not easy unless it's in a state of relaxation. And how you are going to be in relaxation if you are in pain, your body completely, every part of your body is stressed out. So this is when hypnosis and hypnotherapy can be a great tool to remove the pain and comfort the person. So the brain can decide to pay attention to the comforting in addition to the pain. And this happens, the pain sensation can become less bothersome, and the person reaction can change from becoming terrified and accept a relaxation. So if I have a person who has like a toothache, or they have a pain someplace in the body, just using hypnosis, imagery, the use of imagination in the person in a state of relaxation, accessing the subconscious mind, can go and make the switch. You know, the brain can switch from pain, although the pain and the situation is there, but the brain can move from that to something where you can imagine that you are in a garden, that you are in the beach, and you wonder, how is that if the pain is in there? That is where the ability, the talent, or the experience of the hypnotherapist come in handy. And it's been different studies when people have different situations with physical symptoms. If it can be with pain, can be with another things. So a lot of people want to do hypnosis or use hypnosis in the way of the hypnotherapy or therapeutic mode, but only bring people to a state of relaxation. But you want to do that a higher level. And it's called amnesia or somnambulism. It's not the somnambulism where you walk sleeping. This is a type where you are really in a state of deeper relaxation, that you don't feel the pain, that you don't feel the worry, the anxiety, the fear. So this is, and this ability is known by everyone who practices hypnotherapy or hypnosis. This takes long time to develop. So if you go to a hypnotherapist, you cannot just go to anyone. A lot of people have good intentions and the best motivation, but they can only access to the highest probably levels of the conscious mind, and the conscious mind is only 10%. So anyway, accessing the subconscious mind is higher, and it brings the person to a level. Now, there is out there EMDR, that is eye movement desensitization and processing, and it's really interesting, it's very good. But if you are going to do something about pain, you are going to do something about anxiety, depression, and things like that, you need to access the subconscious mind. And EMDR has amazing things that you can do with it too, and it works. It's like a cognitive behavior therapy. It's also very good, but everything has a level of the conscious mind. And the conscious mind is only 10% of the mind, I repeat. So everything that you want to solve deeper is done at the subconscious mind. And to get to the subconscious mind, you really need to enter in that part level of the brain. And to enter of that, you really need to be entering hypnosis. Now, when people is in hypnosis, that doesn't mean that I'm talking about as a hypnotherapist, we are not going to take your will, or we are going to make you to do something that you don't want, because the subconscious mind has been there with you, has been there with us since we are babies. So it knows us, it knows what is something that is protecting, and something what knows what is something that has been developing the body and the mind for a long time, and it turns into a negative habit. But the subconscious mind also knows what is your beliefs, your morals, your all that stuff, and nobody's gonna take that. So if somebody is in a deeper state of hypnosis, they're not going to say, hey, give me your credit card, or told me secrets over there. The mind knows what it's going to do and what it's accessing, what it doesn't. The subconscious mind has a free will and it's going to do what it's been there to do. And it's not going to force to do something that it's not going to do. In other words, hypnosis is entering the subconscious mind. The mind protects you. The mind protects you. You have something inner inside you that protects you. It's the inner part. The inner part that protects you. Then it's the subconscious mind. And then it's the conscious mind. So the inner part is the one who protects you against anything that will remove something out of your body, of your emotions, that is in danger. It's amazing. And when you research the studies that people have done in abstracts from the medical library of different countries, and the studies, you observe how incredible. Nobody knows still how hypnotherapy really, really functions completely. It's still studies about it. But in the meanwhile, a person in a hypnotic state can do so many, many things for their physical body, for the emotional body, and it can be a way to restore people to a healthy way, healthy body. So the trance is the most important part. But like I say, the trance doesn't mean that the person will be taking away their free will. This has never happened. People can create incredible things through hypnotherapy. And of course, you can access repressed memories, often of early abuse and trauma. It needs to be done in a way that is very intelligent and very witty, because if we are going to repress memories and going to affect the person, if the person is not being affected by repressed memories, you just recommend you let go and don't bring it up. But if it's something in there, it's bring you uncomfortable life and you think you have some repressed and you need to throw away that emotional garbage, why not to do it? And when you do it, you can see that your body, physical body, mental body can change, because people doesn't need to carry all those memories and events and all that stuff. But also in the process of doing it, people can replace all those happening to the person, but can be replaced and turning into something better. Something happened in your life, but the body doesn't want it anymore in there, remove it, throw it away, and replace it by something different. And this is when I go back to the beginning of the podcast, what I was saying, is acting like a children. And the children have an amazing ability for hypnotizability. They believe in the stories, they believe in the tooth fairy. They can create things, they have an incredible imagination. It's believed that after 11 years old, children stop being in that state of imagination. They don't create much. They start living the reality, and it's kind of hard. Do you remember when you stopped believing in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy, how hard it was? At least for me, oh my goodness, when I find out who was Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy, it was just like, what? No, it just stopped the fantasy, stopped the happiness. And so anyway, many people like me, I train my clients to use imagination, to create, to have the ability to create, to be like a child and to bring imagination, and that way to go and remove all the negativity, all the physical pain, all those things. To me, doing what I do is just so fun, so interesting. Of course, not always fun, because I know that people go through difficult times. Many times I'm sad for them, but I think the people doesn't need to carry all those negative emotions. But there is a process, and the process doesn't need to take months, weeks. Doesn't need to take that. It's no reason. I respect all class of therapies, but why? Why to have somebody week after week after week. Entering and accessing the subconscious mind can be something not that difficult and can be something that we can remove and replace with something different. And it's just like storytelling, because our mind many times in our difficult circumstances, when we have problems, realize that we act like children. We turn like, when we have problems, something happened to us, we go, oh, how we resolve this? Oh, this is terrible. And we start feeling, you know, just this physical pain and emotional pain and acting like, who's going to take care of us? How we are going to solve these problems? We turn into children. So why not turn into children when we imagine things and we can resolve those problems? It's not difficult. It's not complicated. It's, oh my goodness. I say this because I've been helping people with different issues. And sometimes people say, well, how is possible this, you know, can be removed in such a amount of time? No, that's not possible. The way all of us develop habits, like I said in one of the episodes, it takes 21 days to develop a habit and 60 days to make a habit concrete and strong and very hard to remove. 21 days, 60 days or whatever it is, it can take days to remove that just by accessing to the subconscious mind. A lot of people is not using hypnosis. Sadly, and I read a lot of things about people going and saying, no, I just went for one session and I didn't come back because no reason to go for one session and then thinking it wasn't working for you. You need to have the first session and be so excited after and try the next one and the next one. And honestly, not too long. Doesn't need to be long. Entering into the subconscious mind doesn't need to be long. Removing all that stuff doesn't need to be long. I seen people quitting smoking and drinking in a matter of days, and then you can take other type of things you want to, you know, refinish them and putting the cherry on the top of your healing. But it's a simple thing as having a few sessions, enter into the subconscious mind and learning the process. So today I just wanted to give my 2 cents and telling everyone, keep being in Thanksgiving mode, because now it's coming Christmas and it's another time of giving. But think about, don't stress out. Think about and relax about giving your kindness, giving your love, your attention. Not to worry about how much you are going to spend and you don't have money, or you have so much money and you don't know what to do with it. That would be awesome. But why not? Just relax. Anyway, in a nutshell, let's be grateful every day and every hour. So have a good time. This is Tim Panogos Hypnotherapy. See you later. Have a good time.